This is the Business English Podcast, episode 245, How to Deal with a Toxic Colleague in English. Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey there, Michelle. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Lindsay?
Excellent. Fantastic. Do you have a question to start off the conversation today?
Yeah, I sure do. Right. Lindsay, have you ever worked with someone toxic? Or had a toxic friend? So it doesn't have to be business. Have you ever had a toxic relationship with a person?
Yeah, I think specifically I remember I was part of a meditation group in Boston, and there was someone that entered the group that created toxicity within the group, whereas things had been humming along just fine in our meditation group, and then this person entered, and all of a sudden there was all this drama that I don't even know where it came from.
And a meditation group of all things.
I know, right? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, no. What about you?
I had a toxic roommate situation. In New York when I lived there. Lived in the big apartment, I had five roommates, and it turned a little bit toxic.
That's so hard. I think you've shared that before on All Ears English you know, especially when you're in your 20s, you're living in a place like New York. You want to come home and feel very comfortable in your home. And when there's someone toxic at home, that's really hard. But it's also hard in business because we spend so much of our time at work, Michelle.
Yes, exactly. It's just very unpleasant. And today we are going to be answering a listener's question about the toxicity at work. Lindsay, could you read the question?
Yeah, very simple question from Tomas. And Tomas says, how can I deal with toxic colleagues? All right. Okay. So I think a lot of our listeners are going to tune in to today's episode. Guys, before we get started, go ahead and hit that follow button right here on Business English. We publish 3 days a week, right, Michelle? And content you can't get anywhere else that is relevant for your workplace.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So we are going to talk about this in just a second. I'm excited to answer this question. Guys, if you haven't already, you can go ahead and listen to this episode from the Business English Podcast. It's Business English episode 237 was, Is It More Important to Lead or Follow? So that's a good one.
Very interesting. All right, Michelle, what does it mean, the word toxic?
Yeah. Well, toxic is poison. I think, well, there's also that Britney Spears song, Toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But yeah, toxic basically is poison. I mean, when you think about a toxic paint, right? So, for example, my daughter the other day decided to eat some chalk. But it's okay. I know it's not toxic. Right. So you have to be careful with making sure you have only non-toxic things around your kids. So it's poison.
No, it just makes me think of lead is toxic too. And there's been a whole issue within the U.S. around houses that used lead paint in the, I guess, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Yeah. And now communities are lead pipes. I mean, this is something we talked about in our Connected Communicator course. I actually interviewed people in Flint, Michigan about the fact that they couldn't shower because they had toxic pipes, toxic lead pipes. This is a big issue in the U.S. right now. So check it out, guys. But anyway, side point, toxic is usually does mean poisonous. Mm-hmm. But then when we talk about people, which is where we are today, Michelle, tell us more about that.
Same idea. Poisonous. I mean, not a poisonous person that's going to kill you because you eat them or something, but a person But we're talking about the emotion that maybe it's just very negative. Maybe they play games with you. Maybe they're rude to you. And it's that we use this word a lot to talk about those situations. This is a really common word. So it's a really good question about the workplace. This is it's really tough. But we maybe will need to have a guest expert come on and talk about employee relations or things like that. But we're going to take a crack at it today. Luckily, I don't think we have any toxicity within the All Ears English team.
No, we're lucky. We're lucky for sure. We have a very positive environment here at All Ears English. Everyone that is here wants to be here. We also are a remote team. And I wonder, actually, that's a good question. Do you think that you are more or less likely, because I can see arguments for both sides, with a remote team, remote company, where we're never together. We've been together like four times, Michelle, you and I, three times maybe in New York and Boston for the live events. Do you think you're more likely or less likely to have a toxic environment? What's your initial thought?
My initial thought is to say you're more likely to have it in person. However, I think it could go the other way. Because when you just have this online relationship with your coworkers, maybe you create stories in your head. Maybe you imagine certain things are a way that you would have, because you might have more friendly interactions in person or the opposite, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's easier to dehumanize people. I mean, we meet every week to record this show, so we know each other. We're in conversation and dialogue, you know, 2 to 5 hours a week as a team, everyone is, which I think is really important to keep our culture positive and connected. You know, sometimes I wonder if we didn't have that kind of connection, it would be a lot of emailing, maybe Slack, maybe team meetings. But I think connection is the thread, conversation, frequent interaction is the thread that keeps things at bay. And we're also kind of positive people anyways. Yeah. But yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? That
It is. I do wonder. Yeah. But in any case, it's extremely uncomfortable and it can really hinder your work. If you are focused on that toxic relationship or you have trouble working with someone. Yeah. So Lindsay, let's talk about some tips that we have, even though it's a tricky situation. So the first thing is to try your best not to let it get to you, not to take it personally. You know, try to assume the best in people. Maybe somebody is going through a really hard time in their life.
Yeah.
If you look at things like that, then you might not get as upset. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea. I think that's always a good default to, this is a great phrase, bonus for today, write this down. Give the person the benefit of the doubt. Give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove otherwise, you know, especially at first. Love that phrase. Yes.
Right. And then also always keep it professional, no matter what. You don't want to be in a position where you get known for having arguments with people, even if it's them. You don't want, then your boss realizes, oh, there's always some sort of issue, or other coworkers realize it and they feel, oh, maybe they should stay away. Just always try and keep it professional.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're saying, don't let them bring you down to their level. Maybe they are manipulating you. We're talking about one particular toxic person and the rest of the office is fine. Maybe they trigger you in a certain way that they don't trigger others. And that's normal aspects of human psychology. But don't let them bring you down to that level of drama. Right.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is be kind. And I'm going to teach an expression that I think I want to do a whole thing on All Ears English for, is kill them with kindness. What do you think about that? What is that?
Yeah, I like this. I think that this is a really good method and it works 99.9% of the time. You know what I mean? It means approach that it's when you have toxicity and then that is countered with kindness, it deflates most of the time. It deflates that toxicity and it doesn't give them anything to work with. Right.
Yeah, so. Which could make them even more angry, but
but they're just going to be spinning on their own because you're then not engaging.
Right, you're not right. You're toxicity. Not engaging. That's the key. That's the key. And then here's one: don't ever put anything in writing. Okay, this is important. So I remember when I want to say fourth grade. I still remember to this day that I was passing notes with my friend about the teacher, and the teacher opened the note. And my mom taught me, don't ever put anything in writing that you wouldn't want somebody to see. So, because texting, emailing, I mean, you could send the email or the text to the wrong person. Somebody could see something over somebody's shoulder. Just really be careful. I mean, with what you say, of course, but I think even more with what you write. I think
that's a good point. That's a good strategic point. Always keep in mind that your company, you don't own your email. Or your company has access to your email. So when you leave, they can go into your email. At any point, they can go into your email. That is company property. So obviously, especially not putting it in your company email, emailing to another colleague something. I think that's a good, that was a hard lesson to learn in fourth grade, Michelle, but probably a good one.
I learned it early. Yeah. Hey. and then the last thing is talk to somebody about it. You don't want to involve somebody unless it's really necessary. Try and work these things out on your own, but it's possible at some point you would need to go to HR. You know, so just recognize those signs. How bad is it? And hopefully it doesn't get to that point, but just know when, evaluate when you might need somebody.
Oh, for sure. And do the HR if it's absolutely necessary, but there are don't convince yourself, oh, everything's okay. If things get really dangerous, I know I've heard stories of bosses and places that, you know, do crazy. I mean, we talk about not just coworkers, but toxic bosses in some cases, or managers you know, that harass and that do all these crazy things. And that could be brought to the level of HR for sure, once you've tried to deal with it on your own. Right, Michelle?
Yes. Right.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. What could we say, Michelle, to a toxic colleague if we need to work with them? Of course. We would be lucky if they're just in another department. You just hear they're awful, but now you have to work with them. So what do we do?
Yeah. So you could just say, again, this is about being kind, right? And just knowing that we're keeping it professional. So one thing you could say is, I know we can do great work together. You're focusing on the work.
Yeah. And I think this would be a way to kick off a project with that person. I do think this is in line with the kill them with kindness approach. Sometimes there are people that are toxic, but if you they're toxic and then they have a toxic relationship with everyone in the company. But if you have this element of kindness, they may not they might drop that when they work with you. I've seen that kind of thing before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this would be a way to get that started. I know we can do great work together. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or you could say, what's another thing?
You could say, we're professionals, so we can get this done. Okay.
Again, just focusing on that professional side. Right. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about anything personal. We're giving motivation in a professional way. We're professionals. Mm-hmm. When you say, oh, we're professionals, it means nothing's going to get in your way. That's not dealing with the work. We are professionals. Nothing's going to ruin this for us. Not our relationship, not our whatever it could be, but we're professionals.
Mm, I like that. And then saying, I'm excited to work with you is kind of in line with the first one. I know we can do great work together. That's on the theme of kindness. And then I would say, let's say you get assigned to work with this one person. It's you and the toxic person. You're working together on a project, just you two. And they do start to show signs of bringing that toxicity into your relationship. you could try asking them what's up, not accusing them, giving them a chance to be heard. Because I don't believe anyone wants to be toxic. I think they probably feel maybe unheard, or they were slighted in some way at some point. Maybe they feel something's not fair. Let them speak. Give them a little bit of a chance to vent, to talk about what's going on. And then maybe that will be the key to create a safe space within your team. It doesn't mean you have to agree and get in on, oh yeah, this person's terrible. Maybe they just need a space to express something.
Right. Right? And that sounds like a great follow-up episode about asking somebody at work if everything's okay, of asking that, you know, trying to fix that relationship.
And there could be a delicate balance of, like we said, asking that question, giving them a space, but then moving on to say, we're professionals, we can get this done, right? Which I think is the direction you need to go in. But there is a time and a place for giving someone a chance to express what they feel. Why are they acting this way, right? Yeah. Interesting.
Great. Yeah. So this was a great question. Let's realize that we want to be kind no matter what.
Yeah.
Kill them with kindness if you have to. Focus on the work. And I think that if you do that, then hopefully you'll be okay.
Everyone's going to encounter this at some point in their professional lives. And now you guys have some of the English you need. Maybe we'll do a follow-up later next month or later in the summer about what to do to follow up here with this toxic colleague. All right. So hit follow so you don't miss that one, guys. Michelle, good topic today. Thank you to Tomas for the question.
Yes. Good question. I hope that everyone has a great relationship with everybody at work and in your personal life, and you don't have to deal with this. But if you do, we got you.
We got you. All right. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.